left to Vrindavan, Acharyas say that Vishnu expansion left to Madhura and Krishna actually remained in Vrindavan. So, and also we hear that Krishna, when he was in Mathura and Dwaraka, he felt intense separation from Vrindavan, regions of Vrindavan, Vrajvasis. How can we understand this?
Understand what? What to understand what?
It's like Krishna always there in Vrindavan, only Vasudeva Tattva went.
So the question is, how is it Krishna is always in Vrindavan and Krishna is in Mathura and Vrindavan, pining for Vrindavan and Radharani and crying in separation from Radharani? So the Krishna in Vrindavan is happy. Krishna out of Vrindavan is not happy. It's like when you're in Vrindavan, you're happy. When you go out of Vrindavan, you're not happy. You're the same person. But Krishna is two different persons. Krishna in Vrindavan is happy. Because he was Radharani. But when Krishna goes to work, he's not happy. What's the big thing? He's not like you, you have one lousy form. Krishna has unlimited spiritual forms. So one form he's unhappy, one form you're happy. It's like you. In the daytime you're married, you're unhappy. At nighttime you dream and you're with a beautiful girl, not your wife. In the dream and you're happy. One person with two bodies. A dream body and a waking body. So Krishna doesn't have a dream body, waking body, he has a separate body. So as Mathura Krishna, it's different from Vrindavan Krishna. That's a simple question. Krishna in Dwarka is crying, and he's crying, he's sleeping next to Rukmini. He's crying, Rani, Rani, Rani. Rukmini said, who is this Radharani? He said, oh, Dad, don't worry about it. So one day, Radharani asked Rohini. Rohini is the mother of Balaram. He said, who is this Radharani? Oh, how do you know about Radharani? You were in Vrindavan. You're a queen from South India. You married Krishna. How do you know about Radharani? Well, every night Krishna's crying, makes his pillow gets all wet. And he cries out, Radharani, Radharani, Radharani. So who is Radharani? Oh, you don't want to know. you don't want to know about Radharani. Really? What's she doing? Well, she's all right. Oh, I can't tell you. So then the long story came, and Jagannath Balaram Subhadra came out of the story. So that's Krishna and Dwarka. He's crying in separation from Radharani. But Krishna Vrindavan is dancing every night in Radharani. No crying. So Krishna's not limited. We're limited to happiness and distress. For Krishna is just another aspect of love. His so-called distress, his so-called separation, is another flavor of love. Our separation from our lover is another flavor of death. For us, there's just black and white. For Krishna, there's no black and white. It's all shades. It's a rainbow of love. There's red love, purple love, infrared love, ultraviolet love, orange love, pink love, yellow love, pink love, white love, every different color of love. Separation is a type of love. Union is a type of love. Sambhog vilas, vipralamba vilas. For us there's all duality. For Krishna there's no duality. So we're thinking happiness, distress, union, separation. Union is good, separation is not good. We have all this good and bad, plus and minus, black and white, but it doesn't exist in Krishna's world. It's all absolute love, with infinite varieties of flavor and color. How you like ice cream, you go in the store, you'll take, there's 32 flavors of Baskin Robbins. You'll take any one. Walnut pecan, chocolate mint, this, that, pineapple, vanilla, you know, all kinds of crazy flavors they have. Cocoa mint and this and that. So the love of Krishna and the gopis, it's different flavors. There's like eight forms of sambhog, eight forms of separation, It's all their enticing of love. Vishwanatha Almighty explains how Krishna has 360 lovers, 360 kind of girlfriends. So I asked my Gurudev one day, I said, in Indian Vedic year, there's 360 days a year. So that means Krishna has one girlfriend for every day. He has 360 kinds of lovers. And my Gurudev laughed. He said, I never thought about it like that. Well, it means different temperaments, different attitudes, different bhavas. Some are fiery sweet, some are fiery bitter, some are peaceful, you know, docile, and some are hot-headed, some are cold, some are hot and cold, some are predictable, some are unpredictable. So it's fun. You get bored, you know, same flavor every time. Yeah.